Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
The Nutmeg Verdict by Cindy Marie De Beer. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Cindy Marie De Beer, a dietitian, expands on whether nutmeg interferes with hormone-positive breast cancer treatments. Exploring the potential interaction between nutmeg and hormone-positive breast cancer drugs reveals a scarcity of direct research. While numerous studies have investigated nutmeg's effects on cancer, including breast cancer, limited literature addresses its specific impact on hormone-positive breast cancer treatments. However, before probing into this question, it's essential to grasp the fundamentals. Nutmeg, scientifically known as Myristica fragrans, is an evergreen tree thriving in regions with rich soils and an average rainfall of 2,000 to 3,000 millimeters a year. It yields two spices, nutmeg, seed of the fruit, and mace, red covering over the seed, with seeds requiring approximately 3 to 6 weeks of drying before use. Rich in both macronutrients and micronutrients, nutmeg provides up to 1,591.8 kilojoules per 100 grams, including carbohydrates, fiber, proteins, fat-soluble vitamins A and E, and vitamin C. Additionally, it boasts essential minerals such as copper, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, sodium, manganese, calcium, and zinc. While not typically consumed in large quantities, nutmeg's phytochemicals, plant-based bioactive compounds, offer significant health benefits, exhibiting antimicrobial, antifungal, antioxidant, antidepressant, and anti-cancer properties. Studies have suggested nutmeg's potential in inhibiting or reversing cancer progression in various types, including colon, breast, and skin cancer, by impeding tumor growth or cancer cell proliferation. However, it's crucial to note that scientific evidence supporting nutmeg as a cancer cure or preventative measure is lacking. Concerning excessive consumption, culinary applications typically involve only a few milligrams, but ingesting several grams of nutmeg can result in poisoning, with symptoms like nausea, vomiting, and hallucinations attributed to the myristicin oil content. Hormone-positive breast cancer refers to cancers with receptors positive to female hormones like estrogen and progesterone, representing approximately 2 out of 3 breast cancers. Treatment options, influenced by factors such as age, menopausal stage, and cancer stage, commonly include lumpectomy or mastectomy, alongside adjuvant therapies like endocrine therapy, chemotherapy, and immunotherapy. Endocrine therapy, exemplified by tamoxifen, is pivotal in hormone-positive breast cancer treatment. Blocking estrogen formation and binding to estrogen receptors to inhibit cancer growth. However, it's important to consider drug-nutrient interactions, as certain nutrients may either enhance or diminish tamoxifen's effectiveness. While grapefruit, Seville oranges, curcumin from turmeric, black cohosh, sinjin's wort, and ginseng are generally advised against during tamoxifen therapy due to their impact on liver enzymes, the effects of nutmeg remain unclear in this context. Indeed, other nutrients or foods such as chamomile, flaxseed, tangerine, and soya merit consideration regarding their potential interactions with breast cancer medications. However, controversies persist and clarity is lacking on whether they should be entirely avoided. Studies suggest that these foods can be safely consumed as part of a normal diet if they were previously included. However, if they were not part of your regular diet, or there is a personal aversion, there's no imperative to introduce or increase consumption. These nutrients and foods have been shown to hinder liver enzymes responsible for converting tamoxifen into its active form. By competing with tamoxifen for these liver enzymes, these foods may potentially reduce the effectiveness of tamoxifen, rendering it less potent in treating hormone-positive breast cancer. It's crucial to consult your healthcare team of professionals, including doctors and dietitians, before incorporating herbal medications or supplements into your regimen. Supplements may pose risks and interact with medications, underscoring the necessity of expert guidance. In conclusion, further research is warranted to elucidate the effects of nutmeg on hormone-positive breast cancer drugs. Patients should exercise caution and seek professional advice when considering the use of herbal supplements alongside conventional treatments. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.